So can an atheist be spiritual? There are broadly, first of all, we have to look at what terms mean. Then we can analyze. At first glance, it may appear that atheist is, say, one who doesn't accept the existence of God. And generally, God is considered to be the supreme spiritual being. God is not considered a material being, a spiritual being. So if somebody says that they reject the existence of any supreme spiritual being, then they are being spiritual. Then what does that mean actually? So at first glance, it can appear that this is a contradictory. An atheist can't be spiritual. But if you look at another level, atheism can also be of different kinds. Some people are atheists not so much because they have philosophically analyzed things, but just because they have had so many bad experiences with religion. So they are more of experiential atheists rather than philosophical atheists.
Yeah, maybe some people don't like the ritualistic
aspect. Exactly. They're just bad experiences with religion. They feel, I don't want to have anything to do with this. So atheism seems to be a more preferable option. But they may also be open-minded. They may also be open to experiences. So if their disillusionment is primarily with religious rituals and religious dogmas, and sometimes in the name of religion there are godmen who exploit people and all those sort of things. But if they're open, yeah, there might be something more to life. And I don't think these are the ways to there. At least I don't see these ways as taking people there. But there might be something more to life. And if somebody can show me a persuasive reasoning about there being more to life, or a persuasive process of experiencing something more, they're open to that. So there are some people who are aggressive atheists. That just as we can have religious fanaticism, we can also have atheistic fanaticism. Atheism is the only truth and everything else is false. And they are campaigners for atheism. Such people, for them to be spiritual is difficult. Because they are aggressively being materialistic. And materialistic, this is the only reality. Here and now is all that exists. So for them it is difficult. But if somebody is more an experiential atheist in terms of having bad experiences, and they're open to considering that there might be more to life, then they can be spiritual also. So if you see spiritual as a openness to experiencing higher ways of living, and for some people it may appear that religion is constricting the scope of their experiences, and they may feel, relatively speaking, atheism is not so restricting. So in that sense, they embrace atheism not because they reject a non-material side of reality, but it's because they reject the restrictive forms that they see in religion.
Right. Like, so, for example, there is this Unitarian Church.
Yeah.
You may have heard of that.
Exactly.